Well, hello again. It's Friday, September the 6th, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer. Now, yesterday's practice involved third down plays, Coach Payton said, and, you know, we always think about offensively third down conversions. However, the Saints also want to execute defensively on third down, and last year they did so pretty convincingly, allowed opponents 39% conversion rate on third down. Now, one of the guys who's going to be key to that, defensive end Cameron Jordan, and Cam joined us on the Morning Report. We're here with Cam Jordan, Saints defensive end, high top mohawk, frohawk, whatever you want to call it. And Cam, we're rolling into the season opener. Everyone has had rave reviews about your work this offseason, this preseason. Just talk about some of the things that you did to prepare yourself.
Definitely trying to be in the best shape I've been in past couple years. I think I accomplished that. That being said, just got to come out and work hard every day. You know, I really haven't had any too many, or really haven't had a goal set in stone yet. Honestly, I just come out here, and my motto has just been, if you're going to work, why not work to the hardest and fullest of your abilities?
Now you're a three-year pro now, but do you feel kind of like a veteran leader in that kind of role? Because, you know, a lot of young guys on this team now.
There's a lot of young guys on the team, but at the same time, we still got Broderick Bunkley in the room. We just picked up Paris, and there's still some older guys, you know. Even though Tom's a third year as well, he's played a couple years in the Canadian League, so he's still got a lot of years' experience. And even though Will's down, I'm sure he'll re-pop up and put in his input soon. So there's still a lot of veteran leadership on the squad.
Now, you've had a good taste of this Falcon rivalry. You've been in here a couple of times. You know, just give us your thoughts on the rivalry and the intensity that goes into it.
You know, it's a lot like when I first got to Cal. You know, you heard of the Cal-Stanford rivalry, but at the same time, you don't really know it until you get into the game and, you know, you hear this, you hear the fans, you hear everything else that goes on into it. Just sort of like coming here, you know, you hear about the Atlanta, you know, New Orleans rivalry, but it really makes its point the first game that you ever play here. And, you know, you sort of feel the hatred between the fans and you even feel the animosity towards the O-line, D-line, O-line and everything that goes forth. And so I sort of understand the rivalry, and I do have a little hate in my heart when it comes to these guys. There's a little animosity for sure.
Wait, you got to smile. You can't. That doesn't seem like hate.
Look. It's a smile now. It's all going to be a little bit different come Sunday. My only smile would be when a quarterback sacked or running backs destroyed. Either way, I'm sort of looking forward to this game.
Well, folks, that's Cam Jordan. Look forward to seeing him Sunday, getting at the Falcons quarterback, Matt Ryan. Well, we thank Cam for joining us on the Morning Report. We're going to have more reports for you today on NewOrleansSaints.com. And especially we're going to be talking about, again, practice, you know, getting ready for the Falcons week and those kinds of things. Also, injury-wise, rookie defensive end Glenn Foster, as well as safety Isa Abdul-Kadus, neither has practiced this week. Both guys have been nursing ankle injuries. Looks pretty doubtful right now that they'll participate in the game because they have not participated in practices this week. But we will update you further on that later on NewOrleansSaints.com. So join us later on for more reports.